What's up, guys? It's Andrew Velasquez, and that song you just heard is called Mi Corazón. Yes, written by myself and produced by Aaron McLendon. You can download Mi Corazón wherever you stream your favorite music, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you want. Just search for Mi Corazón by Andrew Velasquez, and you will take a listen and download. And today, we have another episode, episode number 5, with Mindful Artist Podcast, your one-stop shop for all things balancing creativity, spirituality, while being an entrepreneur. I'm so excited to walk you through our next guest that we have. She's so, so special. I met her while I was working in Los Angeles, and she immediately and I bonded and clicked for so many reasons. Her name is Sonia Casarova. And who is Sonia Casarova? Sonia is a rising star who has reimagined how country music and opera are two sides of the same coin. Combining orchestral elements and traditional country instrumentation together with transformative stories that belong to us all. Grammy-nominated opera singer, two-time Independent Music Award winner, and songwriter with 7 consecutive nominations for the International Singer-Songwriter Association, composer, and storyteller. Sonia's powerful voice is as mercurial as the music she writes. She is a Colorado native from a micro ranch in the foothills of the Rockies, known for her cross-genre collaborations and world-class sound. She returns home through country music. Her music has sweeping drama and themes that bring people together through the lens of deeply personal stories that speak to us all. Sonia brings her music to light with her whole heart and sets out to bring opera back to the Opry. Welcome, welcome, Sonia. You guys, let's give her a round of applause. I'm so happy you're here. How are
you? Happy Thanksgiving. I'm so excited to be here with you on the turkey day. Yeah.
Expressing the gratitude right back to you, love. And I appreciate you so much for doing this on a holiday and taking the time to share your story and your journey. But you guys, this is your one-stop shop for Mindful Artist Podcast, all things creativity, entrepreneur, balancing spirituality. And Sonia is just a perfect guest for that. She embodies that. I met her as we collaborated for one of her shoots. I did your beautiful hair. Our friend Nelly Recchia did your beautiful makeup and photography as well. And yeah, I want our audience to get to know a little bit about your journey. And so we're going to dive deep into the origins. Let's start from the beginning. Colorado, how was that growing up?
It's so funny because I grew up there and it was deep, like in terms of the music that I was, you know, around all the time was country music. I grew up on a little ranch. My dad was raising cattle on our ranch and I had goats and chickens and the whole nine yards and used to even deliver cookies on horseback. When I was like, you know, a Girl Scout, Girl Scouts, you know, I would just sell and deliver Girl Scout cookies on
baby
horseback.
Sonia. She was probably so cute. Yeah.
Oh my God. I was such a tomboy. It was so fun, but I definitely was living out in the country and, you know, chasing chickens was a thing that I did. And my parents listened to a lot of classical music and then a lot of, you know, Paul Simon and Mamas and the Papas and stuff like that. And the rest of it was country music that I was surrounded by. And my mom really is, you know, French and my dad's Austrian I'm really first generation. So I have these different influences. And then my mom really hated country music. She said it was like country bumpkin music. And so it just made me love it more.
To rebel.
I just loved it. I memorized all of it. And then I used to sneak out and perform at big venues, even when I was like in high school and stuff like that. And I had this dream since I was a little kid, you know, it was about acting, you know, and also about singing and telling stories. And so that just was a passion of mine. And then when I went to university, I wanted to study opera because it was sort of the most virtuosic way to use your voice. And I had this big voice for this little skinny girl. And it's sort of been a funny thing because I then went off to school and I had lost my voice for about 8 years. I couldn't use it at all.
Oh no. How did that happen?
That's kind of a crazy story, but I thought we all have a natural voice.
Yeah.
You know, where, you know, little kids sing or you hear that, you know, Vienna Boys Choir or whatever, they have these incredible angelic voices. But if you don't learn a proper support system, when you're around 20, 25, you might lose your voice unless you have that support system. You won't lose it entirely, but you won't be able to produce the sound like you always
do. Like a muscle.
So Yeah, it's kind of like that. But I didn't know. My mom was a teacher. She was on the State Board of Education. She was, always loved teachers. So I totally believe that there's no such thing as a bad teachers. There's always teachers are always great. Love teachers. I love them. And then I went to a number of teachers that didn't know what they were doing. They couldn't teach the support system. And so I didn't learn the support system. So I think ultimately that's what it was. But it was sort of funny because I had lost my voice. There was no hope, but I was pathetically still like begging and reaching for this because I wanted this. This is my dream to be one of the greatest singers in the world. I think that would be a dream of mine. And I went to, I can't, I don't want to out the person because they're a known person. I went to
I
this person
understand.
and I begged on bended knee, please help me, please help me, please help me. She took me in. Lessons were incredibly expensive, $350 an hour, which is not uncommon. And I worked three, four jobs to try to pay this lady. And I was just a young person trying to make this happen. And I would have done anything for this lady because I thought she was, taking in this charity case who had no voice. And it was so lame. I used to win all the time. I would win competitions. I got to sing with Pavarotti when I was 16. I was like, yay, this is like my way. And I'm glad that I lost my voice because this is a blessing in disguise. This is where spirituality comes in. So
Absolutely.
this woman was helping me, but never taught me an aria, never would teach me anything because she's like, well, you don't have the strength or whatever. And so I kept doing nice things for her. Like she ran a big music festival in Hawaii. And me and my indigenous cultural passions of any indigenous culture I want to do. And I was like, do you have any Hawaiian people in your music festival? And she's like, no. And I was like, well, I can get you some. So I called up a friend of mine who was managing Jake Shimabukuro, who's like one of the greatest ukulele players in the world, and this other singer called Raiatea. I'm not sure if Raiatea ever ended up doing it, but she's amazing. She's actually nominated this year. I mean, I voted for her because I'm in the Academy too, but she's amazing. So they ended up working and still are doing that music festival to this day, which is great because they actually have artists from Hawaii in the festival now. And I got them all free hotel rooms and free cars. I was trying to help her with the professors that run this big music festival there. And she said, well, as a thank you, the board wants to invite you to come to the Singers for Life program. Now, as an opera singer, that would be sort of a professional opera singer. That would be not very interesting because that's for people who are hobbyists and, just they'll never really work professionally, but it was great. But for me, I was just like, anything, anything.
Of
Oh my God, I'm so
course.
excited.
And when
Thank you
was
so
this? Still
much.
high
Oh my God.
school?
This was right like after college, like
Okay, that's right.
baby, 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 baby singer. And I still couldn't sing, but I was trying.
Got it.
And so I was so excited and I kept doing nice things and I was paying all this money for the lessons. And so they found out three things. And this is like really amazing where you know that God has a plan for you and it's so random. It seems really awful to you at the time. And awful things are often thank God for unanswered prayers. You know what I mean? So this. What happens is, it's kind of a long story, but this lady, she calls me about 2 weeks before the festival's supposed to take place. Now, all I have to do is get a t plane ticket there, and they're going to let me come to Singers for Life program, which is about a $2,500 program or something like that, for free to thank me for all the nice things. And I was like, that's so nice. Thank you. Because I'm broke trying to pay for these lessons. She calls me. She's like, the board changed their mind. They're no longer offering you a free place to come, but you can pay to go to the Singers for Life program. And I was like, oh, okay. And I couldn't go. And it really kind of hurt me. And so I felt bad. But I'm like a little duck. It falls water off the back, whatever. So then I realized I found out another couple things. I wanted to go find out. I had gone to undergrad and I could go to UCLA. And oops, I'm kind of giving away the identity. Well, I could go to UCLA, study there, and get an advanced degree in music. And I'd get to work with her like 3 to 4 times a week. And it would be way less. It was like at the time, it would have been about $6,000 to $7,000 to attend the graduate program
Oh
there.
my God.
And I would have, that would have been like, oh, 2 years or something. And she'd have been teaching me. So I ran over there. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I can do this. And I get to work with you. And she goes, you won't get in. She was the decision maker for people who got in. I'd been paying her $350 an hour for years, for like a couple of years. And then I went, ugh. And then I realized I found out from somebody else that she was triple charging me for lessons. Everybody else was paying like, $60, $90. Like, oh my God. So after three strikes, you're out. At that time, I was a three strikes, you're out kind of gal. I looked like my best friend died. I was like, I was walking past the Beverly Hills Playhouse entrance, which at the time was run by this guy named Milton Katselis, an Oscar-winning director, amazing guy. He's like, hey, Strudel. He used to call me that because my family's Austrian. I don't know why. He's like, Strudel, what's going on? You look like your best friend died. What happened? I'm like, and the story comes out. Now, I've been studying there acting for 8 years with no voice, right? I was studying acting, and I had been studying acting. I went to university, I have a degree in acting, and I was doing like plays and
Amazing,
film and television and stuff like that. And he goes,
multi-talented.
oh, you're in deep trouble. And I'm like, why? And he goes, you know, his whole purpose was to rehabilitate the artist. And I was like, I don't need rehabilitation. He's like, you're an opera singer and you didn't tell me ever in 8 years you're in deep trouble. I was like, oh, okay. So he's like, you're coming to class tomorrow. Or it was like a day or day and a half, and you're going to do an aria. And I'm like, I can't. The lady wouldn't teach me one, and I don't because I can't. My voice, no. He's like, oh yeah, you're bringing one on Monday. And it was like the room was full of famous people. Like George Clooney was in there, Betty White was in there. All these amazing famous
What?
actors were in this acting class at Beverly Hills Playhouse. And like Mark Gant was in there, and like Giovanni Ribisi was in there. I was like, oh no, this is horrible. So I go home and study, and I come in and I have to stand in front of these incredible artists, complete packed house every time. And there are
Yeah.
some rules in there. You cannot give somebody accolades. You can't be like, oh yay, we loved your show. You can't say anything. The rules are, after somebody does something, if you really like it, you can go like this.
Okay.
If you don't like it, you can
That's a
say
thumbs
nothing.
up
The
for
only
listeners.
like yay. Yeah. And if you if the teacher likes you, then he'll never say anything. He's just going to give you a critique, right? He's going to give you a
Yeah.
critique, and he's the only guy allowed to talk to you. Every once in a blue
Got
moon,
it.
there's a standing ovation because somebody's done like 500 hours a ton of hours on a 5 minute scene. Very rarely does that happen. So I go in there and I have to sing. I sing Un bel livremo from Madame Butterfly, very famous aria. And I was horrendous. It was disgustingly horrible. I would throw up thinking about how bad it was. And I was standing there with the music, and I'm singing it, and I finished the aria, and the whole room hit its feet. The room was like standing ovation.
No
And I
way.
was like, why? Why? It's horrible. It's horrible. And the person in the chair, the teacher in the chair, was like, all right, so looks like you're in more trouble. You're going to be going back to studying like you used to do when you really were doing this. And
Yeah.
you're going to go train with Seth Riggs, who's a very famous man, and Joanne Zajac, who's a very famous lady, both of which are the top coaches in Los Angeles for any vocalist. And I laughed. I was like, yeah, right. Because you have to have a recommendation by another vocal coach. And you also, they're enormously expensive. And he said to me, yeah, great. Okay, so you have your recommendation, and I made you three appointments, and I'm going with you.
Amazing.
And he did. And so within 3 weeks, I got my world-class sound back, and I went after it like a
In
pit
3
bull with locked
weeks.
jaw. 3 weeks, I got my world-class sound
I
back.
imagine you were
I was
doing it
like,
every day though. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, but
really
it was like
quick.
no big deal. So long story, but there you have
Love the story. Thank you so much
it.
for sharing that. I'm so proud of you, and you always have this beautiful light and essence to your presence when I'm around you.
Thank you.
And it showcases in your beautiful daughter too, because she's part of you. And
She's the best.
couple
No,
takeaways is that I observed that, which is part of the human experience of, I've talked about this in the past, hitting rock bottoms and having trauma and tragedies that, really shake us and put us at our lowest moments. But when you think about the lowest moments,
don't.
what's the other direction up, right? So
Yes.
really, those three strikes that you experience, I'm not sorry that it happened to you, because it was the universe telling you, like, hello, get it together. This woman is not for you. You need to go over here with this guy. And the new teacher in 3 weeks
Totally.
got your voice back. So
She got
through,
my voice back.
yeah,
And
through
now
I'm not
later, I
having.
know that this lady takes credit for my voice, the one that couldn't help me. She's like, "Oh yes, I built that voice." I'm like,
It's
"Ah!"
fine. Send her love and
But
light.
thank God. No, I'm so grateful because if that particular journey had not taken place, and all the crazy things that lead you down this path, all the failures, all the mistakes, all the things that you see as terrible tragedies, and it's over. Are you kidding me? I thought my real dream was like to be this famous actress and country singer and whatever. And then I became an opera singer. That's sort of off the beaten path. But then if I hadn't been an opera singer, how would I not have created these big, dramatic, gorgeous stories that
Thank
are
you.
country stories that lead me to this? I needed every single stumble, every single
Absolutely.
branch of the ugly tree as I hit it going down. I
I'm a big
needed all,
believer that each part
thank
of
God.
those opportunities and those moments led you and strengthen you for the next experience, for the next experience, for the next experience to get to where you're supposed to be now today. I wanted to talk about what practices or routines do you have in place to nurture your creativity and spirituality? Also, kind of like while running your
Okay, cool.
business.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So I have very serious practice of prayer, and I started adopting a new kind of praying lately because like people, pray in church or they pray before they go to bed or they pray in the morning, which is cool. But then I realized, well, you have a really direct line to the man upstairs. I just kind of pray whenever I want to. I pray all the time. I pray whenever I want to. And
I love that.
I often find myself like, people are like, "Oh, I'll put you in my prayers." I'm doing it right now. Do it now is big for me. Do it now. Don't wait till later. Do it now. And I'm always praying for all kinds of people in different situations. And that prayer is really, really important. And then I also, because I get to write music, because that's something that God gave me that is a gift, and the voice, that's a gift. So it's my job to hurry up and do it. And I really actually kind of wish I didn't have to do so much adulting. Because it's like they, open up your mind and let the man talk into it. All I'm doing is taking dictation. I mean, I can be like, "Oh yeah, I wrote all these songs. Yeah, I wrote the songs." But did I? No. Sometimes I'm sitting there meditating, writing, praying, and I'm just writing. And sometimes I'm like, "Oh my God,
Yeah, your
I'm
hand's
writing
just
this, but I'm
going.
not writing this." Like, this is cool. Sometimes I've written a song. I hope on my next album. I'm not sure if it fits on the next album. This is called Silver Queen, the next one. But this one, the one that I wrote, Desperado Debutante,
Which was
I had written a
beautiful.
totally different album before we wrote this. I wrote 460 songs. As soon as I realized that I could write music, like I write the songs, somebody gave me permission. It was a funny story. And I just was like, "Oh." And it hasn't stopped. I'm just like, "Oh." But this album was a different album. It was just, 12 songs that I thought were cool. And then I went, "You know what? This has to be more personal. This has to be more revelatory, revealing, like naked. Like, I really want to.
Raw.
If this is my introduction as an artist, I want people to see me. I want them to see the ugly of me and the real of me and the love of me." And so I wrote a story of a great love shattered and redeemed that's very personal, that's based in, I went through a lot of domestic violence and I got out of it.
I'm sorry
But
that
we all
happened
have
to you.
tendencies. Well, it happens to so many of us, and I just can't even name one woman that I know that hasn't been touched by it. And men have been touched by it too. I have male friends who have, been accused or have had it happen to them, and they are not believed because, they're like, "Oh, it's just a girl." It's like, no. But so I wrote this really personal album, and I had written the whole thing. I was already going to Nashville to Sputnik Sound, where Vance Powell works, and Mitch Dane. They, produce some of the top people in the world, and they all have Grammys up the wazoo. So they're amazing. And literally 4 days before I left, I wrote six of the songs that I actually used on the album. I just was like,
Incredible. It just
"I
came
need this
out.
to be more personal. I need this to be more personal. I need this to be more scary, and more amazing." And it is really cool. It's just really amazing what you can do. And
Well, you
then,
had
of
a
course, I
time
got
to
to work with you.
reflect.
Yeah.
You had a
But
time
like
to
so many
reflect.
blessings. Yeah.
And you were able to reflect and see that there was
That surrender, that's faith, that
absolutely.
surrender,
And kind of
complete trust and faith that God's leading you in the right direction in God's time. And you, and a lot of people are like, "Oh, they don't like the term God. Maybe it's the universe. Maybe it's the spirit. I lived on a reservation when I was a kid, and it's the spirit in all things, all living things having that spirit. And that really resonates with me, very strongly. So
I
I
just I
think
love that
that
you
trust.
and what's the right word? Everything that you do and then you represent in your mission statement really is about creating awareness for domestic violence. And for our listeners and viewers, if you have experiences or know someone and you are unaware of how to get out of it, there is help. You can call 1-800-799-7233 or go to thehotline.org and you'll have someone that can assist you immediately or speak to a friend or family. You will have support. But you also are so passionate about your indigenous and just being
People
indigenous.
of the world
Yeah,
who are indigenous,
exactly.
it's like
Which
they
is
know
by
what's
Mother
up.
Nature. And so I just
They
love
know
that
what's up.
that's your philosophy. I love that you infuse that into everything that you do, and it's beautiful. I appreciate that so much, because I am also indigenous as well. And
I did not know that, baby. I did not know
yeah.
that.
I'm
Aha.
like 50
That's
50%.
pretty cool.
After doing the 23andMe, it's obviously 50% indigenous Native American, which is inclusive of Cherokee,
Wow.
Azteca, and Mayan. And
I want
then
to invite you. You need to come to our show. Our very first show is for this year will be New Year's Eve, the
oh,
sober New
cool.
Year's Eve that's going to
Yeah.
prevent violence and prevent people from going outside drunk and freezing to death. It's dying of
Yeah.
exposure is very common on the reservation. We're going to be in Gallup, New Mexico at the biggest powwow with every indigenous tribe that
So
can
cool.
come. There are like 6,000 fancy
What part of
shawl
Mexico?
dancers, and it'll be Gallup, New Mexico on New Year's
Oh,
Eve.
New
It's the
Mexico.
sober
Got
New
it.
Year's Eve. It's the biggest party there is, but it's of course sober because
Yeah.
there's it's really important, and there's a lot of like kidnappings that occur on the res, and people, women specifically, are killed, and nobody counts them. Nobody counts them because it's a sovereign nation within our own borders. So
Wow.
it's going to be amazing. I've been so honored that my music has been played on KYAT radio, which is a 100,000-watt station in Navajo
So
Nation. We
cool.
probably have, and they've been playing us for a year, and they interview us every time a new song comes out. So I'm hoping that we have some people there that know our music, and we get to be there at this powwow. It's going to
That's
be cool. You should think about
beautiful.
coming out. Sober
New
New Year's Eve,
Mexico.
Gallup, New Mexico.
What's
It's going to be
funny
a
you
big
mentioned that
deal.
too. I haven't announced this to our listeners, but I am proposing a new challenge. I know people do New Year's resolutions. So you can call it that, but this is more for resetting. So I call it the Reflect 30-Day Reset for Mind, Body, Soul. And it's to practice and to reflect and pass avoidance and challenge the human brain's comfort level by consistent healthy habits. And one of them is giving up alcohol. So I'm going to do this for 30 days and I'm going to start on December 28th. So before New Year's Eve, because that's the day after my birthday. So it's a new year for me. Does that make sense? And
Yes,
so I'm going to have this
makes
checklist.
sense.
Is it okay if I share this checklist? If you want to join me, you can do this too. And so I'm going to encourage everybody to start this, whether it's on New Year's Day or on December 28th, like I'm starting. So number one, meditate. We're doing chronological order from when you wake up. Number two, practice gratitude. Number three,
Sorry.
bless you.
Excuse
Number
me.
three, do a challenging exercise in fitness that you're not normally used to, because this goes back to stepping out of those comfort zones and just challenging your brain, because your human brain always wants to be comfortable. So you really evolve when you put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Number four, take cold showers. Number five, eat greens, no processed foods. Number six, avoid stimulants, caffeine, sugar, alcohol. Number seven, Mother Nature experience, whatever that means to you. Go on a hike, go with your dog, Mother Nature experience. Number eight, do kind acts. Number nine, journal. And number 10, visualize. I did this for 30 days 2 years ago, and February 1st was Chinese New Year's of 2022. Oh, I just put that together. 02012022. And my
Whoa.
husband and I went to go see Björk our second time at who we love,
Lucky.
Icelandic. Yeah, she's have you seen her? She's
Oh, I
iconic.
love her so
Yeah.
much. She's so
So good.
amazing. That's a creativity on fire.
Yes, absolutely. So we had gone one night and we drove and it was ridiculous to leave the parking lot. So the second night we went, which was February 1st, 2022, Chinese New Year's Dragon Day. And I did this really cool like red, black, ombre, avant-garde mask for Chinese New Year's, but for also Björk because she's very avant-garde as well. And so that was my first night having one drink at the concert to watch our favorite Björk. And we're leaving, and all the Ubers and drivers are not picking up our requests. So I said, you know what? Let's go to USC because it was at the Shrine, so it's like right around the corner. Let's walk to USC and see if we can get a cab. We walked to USC, and in the front of the campus, I saw a row of all those electric scooters. So I was like, oh, let's just get on one of those and get out of this area, and then we'll get into a safer place. It was
Yeah.
midnight. Got on the scooter, just had that one drink, remember, and had been doing that checklist for 30 days. And we're two blocks away from home. This is in Echo Park, so it's a very hilly area. And when the break of the hill starts, I did this left-hand turn to turn onto our street, and I hit a dip, and I went face forward at like 20 miles an hour on the concrete, smashed all this orbital
Oh
bone,
my
temporal.
God.
Had 12 hairline fractures. I have no memory of it. Zero. It's amazing the body can just go into like sleep mode and protects from the trauma. The next day, the doctor said, you're very lucky you didn't break anything. And the fact that you only hit that part of your skull, like you don't have any long-term damage. Do you know
Oh my God.
I healed in like 3 months. Everything just like healed. So my purpose of saying this story, and thank you for letting me talk a little bit and interrupt your story,
Crazy.
is that
No.
I think because I did that 30-day exercise and practice for a consistent 30 days, I was the healthiest version that I could heal in 3 months and
Fast.
not have like long-term, you know. So yeah, super crazy. I'm so proud of you though. I want to talk about your music a little bit more. How many albums do you
I remember
have?
hearing that story. I gotta say, I remember hearing that story the first time and was like,
Yeah.
it's a miracle that you're here. And
It wasn't my
thank
time.
God. Because, no, it wasn't. And
No.
you and your husband are just so beautiful. And it's so fun to see you
Thank
guys
you.
on social media. I'm like, look at them having fun. I
I
can't believe
love
you took a
him.
big step. That's a brave, beautiful, that's surrendering to go and take that step together to move somewhere completely different
Yeah.
and
Thank
start
you.
your own journey. And it's a really big deal. I'm really excited for you. You're
Oh,
going
I
to keep growing
appreciate
and
that.
blooming. It's wonderful.
Thank you, but this is about you.
Yay.
I appreciate
Well,
you.
if it's about me, it's about you because you're my friend and I love
Desperado debutante, raised a father's only son. Mama shone like a big bright star from across the pond.
So we did meet on your shoot for your.
Yes. Oh, we have to show
Yes, can
shameless
we show them?
self-promotion of the
Oh,
beautiful work he did.
you
This is his hair. He
guys.
did the hair.
Oh,
What? He did a
stunning.
beautiful job. And he did the hair here too. Oh my God, the
I'm
hair.
obsessed. Is it
He's
black and
amazing.
white?
This is black and white, and the
Yeah.
idea is it's a storybook. So it's a color, it's a storybook, and then when you open
Gorgeous.
it
I
goes
need a
full color.
copy.
Of
Where can we
course, I'm
buy
going to give you the
this?
album. This is the CD, and then the album itself is going to be ready in like a few days, and you'll be able to buy it in Sun Life
I'm
Organics
so
in your
proud of
city,
you.
and
Yes.
you'll
So
also be able to buy it online. You can find it at, on I believe you'll be able to get it on Spotify. It's going to go live like as soon as it's available. I just don't want it people to be like, oh, where's my record? And it comes with a
okay.
storybook. The storybook is pretty cool. It's like a
So cool.
16-page storybook. this 28 pages for this one because it's smaller, and it's a full story of a great love shattered and redeemed. It's a country opera.
Wow.
Because I had to blend it together. I'm into this like idea of a cohesive story. So this one is called Desperado Debutante. You can find it at SoniaCountry.com. You can find me on Spotify. It's Sonia Kazarova.
Love,
you guys check it out. And the whole idea is it belongs to you. That's what I want to give it to the world. And I hope it saves some people. I know it has saved a couple of people already.
Yeah.
Which is the music. It's a story that we haven't heard yet. So I'm really excited because we have amazing artists that we've loved for our whole lives that are huge stars. And we have beautiful artists that are, you know, coming into light who are younger. I just think that it's interesting that I've listened to music my whole life and I haven't heard songs like these. I haven't heard songs like, there's a song on the album called Not Too Late. And that's like the heart of the album about it's not too late to stand up, you know, for you know, 20 years of marriage to the monster of your dreams. You know, that's one of the lines from the song, but it's like an upbeat song and it's not all depressing.
I've heard
full
it.
Of hope and joy and full of all that stuff that keeps you going when you're in that horrible thing. You don't even see it. I was helped saving other people who had domestic violence issues while I was still in it. I didn't realize it. So this has been really cool. I've had people come to the concert. I had one lady like at a recent concert come and hug me for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And she'd come to a few other concerts and I didn't know that. She didn't come talk to me. She's like, I got a restraining order and I left my ex-husband and I'm so happy and I thank you and I'm so scared. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so brave. You're so brave because I would never judge somebody for staying.
Yeah.
It's when you're ready in your time, in God's time, whenever you can find it, but it's not ever too late, not ever too late. So that's like really
Sonia, you're doing God's work. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. You're just, again, part of your
God
philosophy.
So thank you.
Yeah, it's well, and that's spirituality too, right? It's of the gratitude that you're expressing for your evolution and your chance to shine, and now your light that you're able to share with others through your craft and your storytelling and your voice. You know what I mean? So, can we talk about when that happened? When were you like, "Bling, I need to do country opera," and how it's because you're the first that I've heard of a genre.
Yeah, I think I don't want to like be all arrogant and be like, oh, I started it. God started it. So I loved it. Like I saw Garth Brooks in the park, in Central Park when I was little.
Yeah.
And a lot of country artists who are so good and tell these beautiful stories. Like I love Dolly Parton and I love Willie Nelson and I love
Linda Ronstadt.
You know, Tom T. Hall, Linda Ronstadt even did it. You know, a lot of amazing artists and I love the Eagles and I love all these different bands that tell fun stories and I think about Bobby Gentry and you know the ones we love that you fall in the story like who doesn't like you know The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yes, it's a good one. I mean that beat if you can't even you can't stay still like you have to move to it. It's so good. Yes.
Even if you hate country music, that was the house of the rat and son. Are you kidding me?
I don't understand people that hate it. It's you know what's so funny too? I just realized many of the music videos that are in my portfolio were country. Like I've worked with so many different countries, including yourself. Yeah. The Shires.
And you're like as cool as it gets. Like you're Mr. Like pop, super hot, new.
I appreciate that.
He's so cool. And I'm just like, what's up, sir?
No, you're not. You got the glam. You got the operatica.
It's opera glam. Basically, opera and country get together and it bumps up the glam even more. If you take a look at Dolly Parton, who's like hero of the universe to me.
Yes.
Love her. Prolific, incredible, mercurial, beautiful, everything. Right? When a lady like her or a gent like Garth Brooks goes to a place like Central Park or a really big concert, they bump it up and they bring sometimes some orchestral parts with them. They'll bring an orchestra that, but guess what? I start there. I start with an orchestra. So when you see me doing the big show, you're going to get an immersive experience.
I need to experience this in person.
It will be gorgeous and immersive because it's about the flower petals. When magnolia trees is falling, you're going to feel it. You're going to have the light. You're going to have the actual flower petals. You're going to have the beautiful orchestra. And you're going to have me telling you the story because I can't help myself. I tend to be really effusive and it's my heart, man. You know,
I
don't know of anybody who wrote a song like Magnolia Trees either. Like, There's a million love songs out there, but
Yeah.
this
I have
song's
a proposition
lyrics,
for you. I have an
you're kidding.
idea because
Okay.
I just saw a vision.
Oh, good.
I love
What
the
do you
movie
got?
Fifth Element. Do you
Oh, me
remember
too.
that?
Yeah. Of
And
course. I know the aria.
if you create an homage to her, and I would do your entire like avatar body makeup like that.
Well, that's
That would
great
be
because I
cool.
would love to be like, as I build this star, as I build our awareness, of the mission and the art and what we're doing,
Yeah.
I hope to be also invited to La Scala to play Salome,
Let's
at
put
La
it out
Scala,
there.
and I want
Let's
the full
manifest this.
body makeup. I want to do it
Yeah.
in the nude because,
Yeah.
a lot of times my fellow artists, they have the most amazing voices, but they don't do it in the nude, and they don't. I want a real
I love
choreographer
that. Yeah.
who's fabulous, so people are like carried out on stretchers because it's such a sexy dance. Because it's not, you're not, I don't believe it. Like
Yeah.
Salome was had such a dance. The dance of the seven veils was so hot. Entire countries shifted their reality based on this dance. And I've seen this aria, this opera 100 million times, and I've
Yeah.
heard beautiful voices sing it, but I've never seen anybody beautifully sing it. I'd like both beautifully sing it, look gorgeous,
In the
and
mother nature of themselves.
dance so beautifully that
Yeah.
it, I want people in the front row struggling, like, ooh, hope nobody's seeing my reaction.
It's
It should
art,
be a naughty
though.
moment. It's art, and it should be a naughty moment. But anyway, that's on the opera side of things. But I'm hoping that this, I'm a country girl. I am a country girl. I hid it for years, like going back to
No,
my
embrace
roots.
it.
She showed up in boots. She ruined the black
Yes.
tie affair.
I
Yeah, I
hear
love it.
it. I
So,
love that voice.
orchestral music, such beautiful stuff. I hope y'all get a chance to come out and see me live because the group that
New
I brought
Mexico,
together, which
everybody, hit it up. And
New Mexico, I
where
have
can we
an
look this
orchestra with
up?
me.
It's going to be on
Goodness gracious.
your
It'll be in
website.
Gallup, New Mexico. I will be putting it on the website. I haven't put it on there yet because I need to get the proper spelling of the Navajo Nation group that's putting together, and then I'm gonna
I'll
send it
put it
over.
in
Oh my
the
gosh.
information of the episode so it'll be in the description. And
Yeah. But I mean, Gallup is a small place. If you show up in Gallup, New Mexico for New Year's Eve and you're like, where's the sober New Year's Eve? There are
Gallup, New
6,000 people.
Mexico. Gallop like
It's a
giddy up
small
on a
place.
horse, like on a horse.
Gallup. Yeehaw. Yeah, no, that is, it's like the, if you like Native American arts, it's the Native American crafts like epicenter. You want to see gorgeous, incredible jewelry
My
and
father-in-law's from
beautiful
there.
artisan. Oh, really? Maybe you ought to come because it's going to be an
This
epic night.
December,
I don't know if
yeah.
you've ever seen hoop dancing up close, if you've ever seen fancy shawl dance or jingle
That
dancing
sounds so
and the
cool.
drumming and the singing. And it's in your body. I mean, that's in your spirit. The drumming is so incredible. And I know that we have an album coming up, in 3 or 4 albums from now, that's
So
going to have
cool.
a lot of that. I'm going to support my indigenous cultural
Love it.
passion with the art, and sorry, I think I might have lost your visual. Sorry about that.
No,
So
you're good.
yes, it's just really, it's going to be really special, but I'll make sure that I put it out there. I've been so bad because, as you
Yeah,
know,
send
I'm
it
going to
to
show
me
my
so I can
leg.
put it in the
I have my
description.
leg in a cast right
I
now.
know.
I'm not
Again,
functioning.
so grateful that you were able to do this today. So we're coming up
It's
onto my
coming off.
favorite part of my podcast. It is
Podcast.
called Wrapping It Up Mindful Artist Rapid Cues. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Just
Okay.
wherever you hear the answer come to you, go for it. Who is your hero and why?
I know this is going to sound funny, but my hero is my grandmother, my Uli Kukuk.
Not funny. Uli
Her
Cuckoo.
name is Elfie. She called herself Uli Kukuk. Uli is like the Urgroßmama. That's the great grandmother, because she's a great grandmother to my little girl, who's
Oh,
my
okay.
right-hand woman, because I'm a single mom. I do everything with her. But her Uli Kukuk and my tiny hurricane, my grandmother. She was
We're
four
grateful
foot
for
eleven,
grandma. Yeah.
and
How old is she?
she passed when she was 96,
Oh, sorry. Oh,
and
sorry for your
she
loss.
is amazing. Yeah, but she there's a thing called life force,
Yeah,
and
she's
some of
with
us
you.
have stronger life force than others, and she had the strongest life force of anyone I've ever met. She lived through the Holocaust. She lived through the Nazi time and recovery, and when Russia was occupying Vienna, and even the people who were liberating Vienna
Amazing.
were incredibly brutal on people who were there, and she was, you know, Jewish family.
Yeah.
And then she went to Bulgaria to survive because there was no food in Vienna at that time. And then they slammed the Iron Curtain down. And so she had her son that was born behind the Iron Curtain and my father who was born in Vienna, and trying to get her family extracted when the Iron Curtain had fallen, and then coming to America with nothing but a suitcase and building up
Wow.
their family empire and surviving and surviving and surviving. And my grandmother always said, "I'm like a fish. I'm swimming on top. Nobody gets me under." She said, I'm
Oh,
like,
I
she
love
was great. She
that.
had red hair and she had a shape. I definitely got my grandma's shape,
Ooh,
but I'm a lot
okay,
taller.
Grandma.
But she had a shape. And the men would always say, they'd be like, and then they see the front and they go. So she said, "Von der Rücke Mausoleum, von der vorne a Museum," which means from the back a
I
mausoleum,
can't.
from the
Yeah.
front a museum.
Oh my
So
God.
she was
Grandma,
great. She was a lot of
grateful
fun.
for her. Did you write a
Woolly
song about
cookie.
her yet?
I have a song that will come on an album that's called A Long, Long Road, which is a prequel to Desperado Debutante, which probably I won't do
Love.
until like the third album. But the second album is called Silver Queen. And that one is about, it's all Colorado story. It's about this amazing character who's truly in Colorado history, a rags to riches to rags again story. And it's, I
So
can't wait.
cool.
We're going to do a huge, we did all these music videos. So please send people to YouTube and check out
Yes.
Sonia Country
I'm gonna put that
or
in
Sonia
description as well.
Kazarova on YouTube, because that is really fun to watch Desperado Debutante unfold over all these visual stories. And the next one's going to be even more visual. So think like a
So
mini
cool.
series kind of feel.
Love that. Yes, I will absolutely put that in the description. Make sure you guys go watch all of Sonia's YouTubes. So question number two,
Oh
and
my
this is
God. Thank you so
thank you for
much. You're so
thank you
sweet.
for sharing that. Question number two. What is your favorite music album of all time and why? I know it's such a loaded question because you're like a musician yourself. It could be one of yours
It's too
too.
hard. Oh, I mean,
Yeah.
I love that album. It's great, but it's my first
It could be
rodeo, so
yours.
we'll see. I think one of the albums I really liked a lot was by Fela Kuti. Or it was Paul Simon. I like Paul Simon's Graceland, I really liked,
Okay.
because all of the blended elements, I tend to be a cross-genre
Yes.
collaboration kind of person.
Love
Fela
that.
Kuti was one of my favorites. He was a revolutionary who is almost, people would say, a political figure changing the politics. And he would bring absolutely everybody together on stage. If you don't know Fela, Fela Kuti, Kuti, check him out. This is music you cannot stop dancing to.
I
It's
love that.
beats, it's powerful, and it's
I'm writing
everybody
it down.
together and the whole world. Because the thing is, we're all people, right? We all
Yeah.
have love in our hearts, we all have passion in our hearts, we all have desire to be safe and all these things, right? And I know people keep talking about it, and then they don't do it, and then they fight each other, and then they blow each other up and do horrible things. Ultimately, we are tribal. Ultimately, we are all meant to be brother and sister together, to
100
care for
percent.
one another. I am
Yes.
all about that. And if my music can move a modicum of what like Fela Kuti did, or what, you know, Paul Simon did,
Ooh,
or
I can't
what
wait to hear it.
like my friend Rocky Dhawani is doing, you know, all these artists, you know, Federico Ramos, the guy who's in my band, my Rocky Mountain Orchestra. I have this
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Orchestra full of all Grammy and Oscar winners. It's
So
Federico
cool.
Ramos from the movie Coco and Encanto. He's played every note in those movies. He's my lead guitarist. You know, you got
Wow, that's
on the drums,
incredible.
MB Gordy. He did all the drums for
You're blessed.
Battlestar Galactica and for like Game of Thrones. And then when he's not around, Santa Davis comes. And Santa Davis was the drummer, lead drummer for the entire time of Bob Marley and the Wailers. Best friends with
Wow.
Peter Tosh. He also is currently the music director for Ziggy Marley. Like every single member of the band,
So
Bob
cool.
Lou Bernstein, Oscar winner for Brokeback Mountain. He played
Yeah.
the pedal steel for Brokeback. He played the pedal steel in Man of Steel and won another Oscar this past year. So, like, I can name Qichun Yang, gorgeous, amazing Taiwanese award-winning violinist, shamisen player, and fiddle player on my. She's in my band. These people come with me. They don't have to come with
Right.
me. They can sit in their fancy mansion and be like, woohoo, but they
Because
come
they
with
believe
me.
in you,
They believe in
and
me.
because
It's beautiful.
you also share the successes with them and you give them gratitude. And
Absolutely.
I love that about you. You just gave everybody a shout out. Like, that's so cool. Like, Keep
Well, it's
doing
not
that.
everybody. I can keep going. There's
I
more,
know, I know. But
Eduardo
we are a
Del Signore, the
tribe.
bass player.
We are all
Ba-da-ba-da.
one human tribe. And I really appreciate you saying that. Okay, last
That's
question.
what we want, right?
Yes, it is. We want our tribe, our kings and queens, and all in betweens is what I like to say. What is your favorite quote of all time? Could be something that someone told you, something you read, but what is your favorite quote of all time?
Dreams have no expiration dates.
Oof, that's beautiful. They
Because
don't.
people get afraid that they're too old, or they're too fat, or they're too skinny, or they're too brown, or they don't speak the language well enough, or whatever it is,
Yeah.
and that is too late. And they're like, well, I've already worked, 30 years as a bookkeeper, but I really always wanted to be a fly fisherman, or I, whatever it is. It is not ever too late.
Because dreams don't have an
Unless you
expiration
decide it
date.
is, because dreams don't have expiration dates. They
Right.
don't.
I
It's
love
like,
that.
oh, I wore out. Because everybody in LA that you're after 27, you're dead. In opera, after 30, you're done. Am I done?
Nope.
Mama's not
No, we are
done.
not. I love you so much. Thank you so
Love you
much for
too.
being here. This is your chance to plug all the things. So I know we've talked about the New Year's
Go to
Eve sober.
soniacountry.com.
There you
Sober
go.
New Year's Eve. You're going to see
Yes.
us also coming in February to this amazing thing in Santa Barbara. So if you're nearby, you can just poodle
Okay.
up the coast. It's called Tales from the Tavern. We're super honored to be invited. I don't have the date. I'll get the date soon. Talk to
February
Carol, who
2024.
runs it. They've invited us. It's a 300-seat place. Grab your seat as soon as you can. It's, pretty expensive tickets, but what a deal. You're going to get the
Yeah.
whole story, the whole country opera, and it's in this amazing place called the Maverick Saloon, which is where we shot most of our music videos, oddly enough, but it
So
has this
cool.
famous thing happening inside of it. Then we're going to go on tour. So you'll be catching us in Colorado, in Montana,
Yes.
in Wyoming, in Nevada, in Arizona. And if we're really lucky, though, I don't have a confirmation yet, we will also do the Stampede in Canada, in Calgary. So
Wow.
I
Wow.
will be putting out those dates as soon as I can.
Okay.
It's called my ho the Silver Dollar Homecoming Tour. So the Silver Dollar Homecoming Tour dates will basically, the surgery kind of slowed me down for putting things onto the website and sending it to
Yeah.
the web guru, but I'm excited, and you're going to see more things coming out. The record itself showing up in your city, Miami and Chicago and in Bee Cave, Texas, and Austin. You'll see this guy. These will be given away with a box of cookies and the big
Away.
giant
I love
collector's
that.
item album. Yeah, the cookies from my bakery, because I own the bake. Give me one of those bakery boxes, baby. This one
Let's see
right
the
here.
cookies. It is
Just for
Thanksgiving,
fun.
so
So
we got to see the sweets.
Thanksgiving. So if you're
No,
hungry, check it
please.
out. Okay, so you'll see this little box with my little logo on it, and you'll see the
Cute.
cookies. And they're selling them in there too, because we make their custom cookies. I always have since I was a baby opera singer. And you'll see my album. That'll be given away with if you buy a full box. And then if you want the album, which is a collector's item double vinyl with my dad's engraving from the Shotgun Company. My dad's the famous engraver.
Wow.
Mickey. And so like it's gonna be beautiful. It has a gold splatter, it's gonna be signed.
I'm
And of
so
course,
proud of you.
I'm
This is
excited.
amazing. You guys, this is what I'm
Yay!
talking about. This is Mindful Artist Podcast, exactly what Sonia just shared with us today. Go out there, do something magical, follow your dreams. They don't have an expiration date. The fact that Sonia was able to take her passion, what brings her joy, make that her career, and have multiple businesses throughout while balancing creativity, spirituality, and being an entrepreneur. This is what I'm talking about. You
Totally.
guys, she's proof of it. It's out there. It's proof. So
We have
please,
to do
please,
this,
please.
right? Who's just
You only
magically
have this
being
life. This
fabulous?
is our
Come on.
only chance. Exactly. So,
Great.
other than soniakasarova.com, which is spelled SoniaKazarova.com, where else
You
can
can find
our.
me on Instagram at sonia.country, because I
Perfect.
know my last name's hard to spell. You can find soniacountry.com. That's
Okay.
another way to find me. You can find me on YouTube. Definitely check out the YouTube channel, because you will enjoy the visual story that's being told. If you
Yes.
love cookies, check out gfgbakery.com. Stands
There
for
you
gluten-free
go.
goddess bakery, gfgbakery.com. But soniacountry.com. And then you will be checking it out on any one of your favorite, streaming channels.
Right.
Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music and blah, 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 blah.
All the
You
things.
know,
All the things.
and come and see me live because I will be touring and I will see you. And
Yes.
if you
Go
want to sew
support you
Romania's leaves,
guys.
you want to turn over that leaf, do it in style. Do it with
Yeah.
every beautiful tribe that has brought their art together in
Yeah.
Gallup, New Mexico for the Sober New Year's Eve. I'll be
And
there.
then you can start the 30-day reflect reset challenge with me, which I'll break
Right
down a little
there.
bit further into more detail later. But thank you all so much. Thank you, Sonia. I really appreciate
Thank
you
you
taking the
so much.
time to
I
share your
love seeing
story.
you.
I love seeing you as
Mwah.
well. Much love and light to you all, my kings and queens in betweens. Make sure that you subscribe, like, and comment. Share this episode if you really enjoy this to people that you love that you know would appreciate and receive these messages as well. Until the next time, I'll see you guys. Take care. Bye.